There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
For a limited time, Apple Chevy in Tinley Park on 159th Street is offering 1.9% APR financing on select late model certified pre-owned vehicles. Get details and shop their entire pre-driven inventory at applechevy.com.
You're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
This is Chicago's exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 49. Hear the Seahawks battle the Patriots right here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, Wolves games make great company outings and parties. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bulls dropped a double overtime game at the Lakers last night, 123-118. Jimmy Butler led the Bulls with 35. Pau Gasol had a double-double. Noah finished with 17 boards. Los Angeles improved to 13-34 on the season, so they're not good if you don't watch much basketball. The Bulls play at Phoenix this evening. The Blackhawks skate in Anaheim tonight. Crawford starts in net. Earlier today, the Hawks acquired defenseman Gustav Forsling from Vancouver for Adam Clendenning. Today is the last day of practices for Seattle and New England before Super Bowl 49 on Sunday, and coverage here on The Score starts at 3 o'clock. Martellus Bennett, Bears tight end, joined First Take, talked about his quarterback, Jay Cutler.
On the field is when you show that, like, hey, if an interception happens, I'm ticked off. You know, if I fumble, if I drop a pass, I'm mad. Everybody knows it. Don't talk to me for two plays. I'm going to make it up the next play, though. If I miss a block for Matt Forte, I'm angry. Matt missed a cut on the run. We talk about it. We try to do it. So I think Jay has to step up to the plate with that same passion that we bring at times.
So Jay needs more passion, according to Martellus Bennett.
Can't understand a word.
Well, you know, not my doing. Bears give a two-year contract extension to linebacker Dede Lattimore. Mike Groh will be kept on as wide receivers coach. The Blue Jays' deal with Ronald Belisario has fallen through. He remains a free agent in case you want to pick him up. Men's final is set at the Australian Open as Novak Djokovic will play Andy Murray. Bank of America Chicago Marathon women's champion Rita Jeptu has been banned 2 years for doping. And the Waste Management Phoenix Open Tiger today shot an 82. So it's a pretty good chance of him showing up to my Super Bowl party. He won't be playing golf this weekend. He was 13 over for the tournament. Your leader right now is Justin Thomas at 7 under, and a whole handful of players are one shot back, including Bubba Watson, KJ Choi. Stay on top of all your Chicago sports news and events by following 670 The Score on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville. LibertyAutoCity.com.
Scores and Bernstein at it again.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
There's two things going on here. On the one hand, it's bad that there really is that level of friction and distaste.
Yeah, I did not expect to see that from KC because oftentimes I said that they often clash about what's going on with the Bulls. I mean, that's a very common thing with those two guys because they tackle that beat. They go at it. Not this time.
There really is that kind of friction. It's very uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and everybody at the Advocate Center knows it. Everybody in the locker room knows it. However, it still comes down to the fact that if they win the East, he's probably going to keep his job.
Yes, I understand that.
So on the one hand, it's real.
It's very big.
On the one hand, it's real. And on the other hand, and it's just kind of noise. Unless they think that the continuing tension is enough to sink this team somehow. I don't think so.
Boars and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Art Teal. I think everything will be fine, Art, as long as the higher power doesn't make Russell Wilson throw interceptions.
Well, but isn't that how it works for all of us? We make up these little narratives and these stories, and when something good happens, should it ever happen in any of our lives, you know, we say, well, we must be rewarded by something some way because it's all turned out. And then when it doesn't, we understand that the devil runs our lives.
Been running mine for several years.
Right.
Actually,
he gets paid
actually
extra
he stepped aside now. You know, I'm a much better person than when I knew you, than we were hanging out. You know what I mean? I'm a much better guy.
When did personality transplants come about? I hadn't heard that.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the Score.
Terry Boars.
Also, it's like
Dan Bernstein.
These outbreaks are a direct result of a mass influx of third world children that invaded this country at the behest of the Obama administration.
Let's go to work.
Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You do indeed have Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Out and about today. Boy, it's a very special Friday here on The Score. Bottoms up in Lansing, Thornton Lansing Road. Right down the street, by the way.
One of those things. It's a road in a place.
Wampum Lake. And let me tell you something. I love Wampum Lake.
Oh, and why would that be?
Well, that's a rough one. That's a tough go right there. That's some dangerous ground right there. But you know, when I was a kid, when I was 18. It feels like I've been married forever. You know what I mean?
Right, but this
because I have been.
But when you were 18, you were not married.
I was not married when I was 18, and. Had a friend we met, and next thing you know, we're at Wampum Lake.
And I heard there's an old Wampum Lake legend involving werewolves.
Oh, you ain't kidding. you're right about that. Thank you. Dancing in the moonlight, buddy. Anyway, so that's all. That it was just, you know.
Okay.
Just as a matter of fact, I'm going to go back that way. I'm going to stomp at Wampum Lake and run around naked. No, I
thanks for the warning. Yeah. That's why
be
I got to leave
early.
Warning.
Warning. I'm going back. I haven't been there in many, many years. Many moons. Oh, Lord have mercy.
It is a pre-Super Bowl show that we are doing, and we're kind of talked out as far as the usual Super Bowl weekly talking points
go.
Man,
2 weeks is a long time, isn't it? When you're waiting, holy
and
crap.
And we did a lot of the X's and O's stuff like right after we knew the matchups.
We did.
We started talking about some of the actual football things, and we just get this Super Bowl fatigue at this point that I think everybody has, where it's all the stories and everything else, and everybody just wants the game to be played. Roger Goodell had his State of the League meeting today, and he tapped dancing.
Everything good?
Tap danced and tap danced and tap danced and kept talking about integrity and integrity and integrity, and then he leaves, and people sort of stare at each other and scratch themselves and write something, and that's that.
Yeah, I think, you know, to me, everything in the league is just fine. I mean, if Roger Goodell says it, you know it to be true. Here's the thing, and more than the X's and O's, all this stuff you can worry about, or this guy or that guy, I just don't like either one of them. There's really nothing to like about either one of them, so it's very difficult. And maybe God will tell me on Sunday where to go. Although I think he's told me more than once where to go. But maybe God will tap me and say, root for the Seahawks, bitch. Okay, well, I can do that. But I don't, generally...
I don't think God's going to call you a bitch.
No.
You should.
Well, my God.
Okay.
I just, there's nothing compelling about either one of them. I just don't like them.
It is a good matchup. I'm hoping for a very entertaining game, and we can get to it. It's just that Super Bowls make you so logy that even if it is a good game, the commercial breaks are so long and halftime is so long that you got to remind yourself what the score is. Like, it loses the dramatic tension because it just sort of diffuses over everything that goes on.
Yeah.
I mean, even the great Super Bowls we've had, at the end, you're like, okay, oh, yeah, all right, okay. You get to sort of remind yourself where you are and do a game reset on who's where and what and how you got there, because it's been your whole afternoon, and it's hard to sustain that kind of energy through the long commercials.
And if you don't have that long commercial, what are they, $4.5 million a minute this year?
I think so. And we've got, what, Katy Perry at halftime?
She promises greatness.
Yeah, I didn't hear her yesterday. Is she actually going to sing, or is she going to lip sync?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you can. I don't know if you can actually do that and sing. I'm not sure.
You know, my wife and daughter went to see her when she was here at the United Center and said it was eh. Said it was all spectacle and very little substance and a lot of talking and a lot of costume changes and a lot of lights and glitter and everything else.
She likes lights and glitter.
And it wasn't really musical as much as it was just showy, and I guess that's what she does in comparison to some others. But then you get Idina Menzel singing your national anthem.
I think I can assure everyone in here that nothing in my performance will be deflated.
Oi, oi, oi. Or have John Travolta introduce her as Adele Dazeem, or whatever he said.
It's not that hard. Idina Menzel, what are you doing? Yes. What did he call it? You remember?
He called her Adele Dazeem.
What? Boy. I'd take him down the Wampa Blake. And they probably could.
Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song, Let It Go, from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
No, it's not her name. Her name is Idina Menzel, but which is actually not her name either, because her actual last name is Menzel, but she took the T out of her name, or it got blown off in an industrial accident or something. I don't know what happened.
I didn't
so
know
that's,
that.
So that's not even her actual name. So go
well, that's
figure.
What screwed up Judge Travolta. He knew what it was. He was thinking of what it really is that I got to do. So we'll do this. If she's going to change it, I'm going to change it. Is that tough? I mean, there's some names you might stumble over. Some guys you go a little bit, you're not sure of it.
Like Dick Pope, for example. Yes. We know that's a tough one.
Yes. But that? I kind of read on this one. If I could say it, why can't you?
Adele Dazeem.
I don't know how it comes out that way, but he's an odd dude, and I do suggest you try your luck at Wampa Blake, because I think you should just drop him a note.
Yeah, there's I think there's some ample evidence I've gathered over the years that maybe Wampa Blake would be good for the both of us.
And the 847 says Naked Terry running around the lake was the root of those werewolf stories. No.
I wasn't. No. Nobody said that. Nobody said that. Naked, no. Very conservative.
And I have to tell you, the story, the fact that the Tribune would go with this, the front page sports story about all of the rats.
Oh, God, I love the thought of being inundated by rats, especially them.
Yeah, Wrigley Field. In the middle of the day, there's Ozzie Guillen's friends, the rats, are being knocked out of their homes. Well, actually, there was a...
Love it.
Near us, there was a similar demolition of an old hospital laundry off of Addison, right near Lane Tech. And there to build a bunch of single family homes, and there were people did see rats, but it was all kinds of other animals. Next thing we knew, you go out at night, there are possums. There's a family of foxes. It's like you knock over some of these unused buildings. There's whole ecosystems going on in there. I can only imagine. I would think it's more than just rats.
They got rats big in a pick.
That's right. He's absolutely right. Well, that's tough going, huh? Yeah. That's tough sledding over there. Everybody hates it. Therefore, I love it. Listen to man, they're all so mad. They're taking forever, and they're being inundated by rats. God, I love them to suffer.
Why?
I just hate them.
Everybody that lives around there.
Yes!
Okay.
Always have, always will. It's just part of my DNA. Sorry. Yeah. Don't like them. The rats get together to eat them all. giant pack of angry rats. They look, most of them are sort of screwing around by themselves, though, what I saw, but there was a ton of them. I mean, if you can catch that many on cameras, you can catch them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But you know what? Your best bet in the city for rat control lately?
Score.
Coyotes.
I saw that, yeah. I've seen them, too.
That's their favorite damn food in the world. Are you kidding? That's like a steakhouse for a bunch of hungry coyotes. They're all over the place.
I know they are.
I see them wandering around in front of my house. I mean, they're right there. They live there. These indigenous coyote populations, they had someone...
Eat your imaginary dog.
Well, they'll do that. They'll don't make dog owners mad. I guess we had a Super Bowl problem there, too.
Yeah,
don't
we had a Super Bowl cancellation. Yes, we did.
Because of a commercial involving somebody selling a dog?
Correct. Dog owners put their foot down and put it down hard and let it be known.
Up high, down hard.
Don't do that. Don't run that spot. So they are not going to run that spot. I just don't quite believe the power of this. See, I don't care what you say. Be as mad as you want to. I'm going to run the spot.
It's not like they're killing a dog.
No, you didn't kill a dog.
They sold a dog to somebody else who wanted a dog.
The dog is lost, right? He's running around like, you know, I think they're trolling somebody else's commercial. So the dog is, it looks like him. Dog is running around. He's aimlessly running around. And here he comes finally. And he jumps into his owner's arms. And she said, well, I'm glad you're here because I just sold you one, Go Daddy. And the dog owners protested. And they killed the spot. I mean, they didn't say, we just killed you. They didn't jump, they cut his head off. They said, we just sold you. Let me ask you a question. Are you not allowed to sell a dog now? Can't do that either?
You can sell a dog?
Apparently you can't.
I didn't know. That's bad?
It must be. It caused quite a stir, quite a ruckus with the dog people. And for whatever reason, they did not want to cross the dog people.
This email from Solar Homo who says, Katy Perry will lip sync. After the controversy last year, it's been pretty much confirmed that nobody does live vocals during the halftime show.
Yeah, it's tough.
Remind me what the controversy was last year. I forgot completely, but it was
Beyonce, Bruno Mars,
right?
Last year, I think. And
the Red Hot Chili Peppers performed, and they looked at Flea, and his bass was unplugged. So,
that's a tip off.
Well, they recorded it live prior to the show.
Yeah, so I think you've sort of given up the ghost on that.
All right, well, she's got a tight dress on and bouncing around. It'll be
fine. That's what's going to happen, yeah.
Okay.
That's fine for me. I actually like Katy Perry.
Yeah, I think she seems likable enough, and I think she looks great in a tight shirt. We're Boars and Bernstein.
Agreed.
Easy to Please on WSCR The Score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Manilly Show, featuring 16-year Bears veteran Patrick Manilly, 9-1 on The Score.
Spiegel.
We hope you appreciate the brutal honesty more.
Manilly.
Who is Johnny Oduya? He looks really good in a t-shirt.
Middays 9-1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome, live in Phoenix, Arizona, with a CBS Sports Minute. I've been in Arizona all week, so it's probably time that I get around to giving you a prediction for the game. Now, there's a reason why I've waited this long to do it. To me, it's a coin flip. It's that close, but I'll take Seattle in a tight game. Better defense, better running game, and a quarterback who can kill you with both his legs and his arm. Add all of that to the fact that they were left for dead in the NFC title game against Green Bay, and then they shocked the world by coming back. The Packers will never fully recover from that loss, and after a win like that, Seattle thinks they're bulletproof and that they can't lose. That's a powerful thing come Sunday, and so is Marshawn Lynch. And once Beast Mode activates, it is all over for New England. I like the Patriots. I like them a lot, but I like Seattle a little more. Hawks by a field goal. I'm Jim Rome.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Perhaps
Sometimes when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from The Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to KROQ.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to KROQ.com and watch it now.
We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio AdSense, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are giving away over $4,000 worth of tools to help your business be successful in 2015. Enter at NewYearSweepstakes.com. The CBS Chicago Weather app makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local updates from our trusted meteorologists and stay informed with hourly, daily, and 10-day forecasts. Explore interactive maps, receive severe weather warnings, and even share your weather photos with the CBS Chicago Newsroom. Plus, watch exclusive video updates from our weather experts at CBS 2 and WBBM News Radio. Download the CBS Chicago Weather app at either the iTunes Store or Google Play.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What steps can you guys take in the future to mitigate some of those conflict of interest issues?
Well, Rachel, I don't agree with you on a lot of the assumptions you make in your question. I think we have had people that have uncompromising integrity. I think you asked me the same question last fall about a conflict of interest. These are professionals that bring an outside expertise, an outside perspective. I think we have done an excellent job of bringing outside consultants in. Somebody has to pay them, Rachel, unless you're volunteering, which I don't think you are. We will do that.
Roger Goodell on the muscle, one of the worst years that I could think of for the NFL during this entire year. And that guy was in the middle of all of it. And you know why? Because he's a lion sack of crap. So that sort of leaves, a lot of room for discussion, but that's what he is. The integrity, don't forget that, the integrity of the NFL.
There was a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of discussion
this
of integrity.
This past year, loaded with integrity. There's more integrity than I could take.
Email here from Jeff in Roscoe Village. He says, guys, I totally agree with the mismanagement of the Bulls roster and the playing time allocation by Thibodeau. But the inability of Derrick Rose to adapt to the talent around him and his stubborn refusal to accept the fact he doesn't need to do everything and his incessant need to prove to everyone that he can do what people say he can't do is hurting this Bulls team more than anything. Rather than taking advantage of the fact that he can still get to the basket and draw defenders, opening up shots for the most talented offensive team around him he's ever had, he's decided to try to prove to people he can be some sort of long-range marksman that he never was. So throw out the three seasons where injuries came into play, and this has been his most healthy season since he won the MVP. By comparing those 2 years, it's clearly seen why Rose has been more harm than good, and it's not due to his injury. And he lists a number of stats here. True shooting percentage, three-point rate, free throw attempts per field goal attempt, assist percentage, turnovers per 100 plays, usage percentage, average field goal distance. And it doesn't look good. He says it's extremely easy for people to say the reason Rose's play has changed is due to his injury. But in truth, he is choosing to play a different way. He's passing the ball less. He's taking longer shots, committing more turnovers, and drawing fewer fouls than ever.
Correct.
Despite the glimpses of his otherworldly athleticism were there, until Rose develops the ability to run the team like a point guard and use whatever shred of basketball sense he does have, the Bulls will go nowhere. See, I think to say that it has nothing to do with the injury is untrue.
I think it does.
Because some of the mental aspect and the physical aspect, the fact that all of these things become more glaring, these choices that he's making are what they are, in large part because he doesn't have the explosive, quick twitch athleticism and lift that he used to have. I think one begets the other.
I would agree with one thing. Right now, as we speak on this day, the Bulls are headed nowhere. This is going nowhere. If I change my mind as we move on and look at the rest of the season before we get to playoffs, I'll let you know. But right now, that's what it is. They're going nowhere.
Now, champions don't make stars out of bums as habit.
That's correct.
And the Bulls just keep doing that. Max says, I'm a real estate developer, and before you do any type of demolition, the city requires a rodent inspection. With a building the size of Wrigley, it is impossible to get every single rat. But if the same rules apply to the Cubs, the rats really shouldn't be this big of an issue. Either people are overreacting, or the city let the Cubs cut corners. Well, I mean, what do you do if there's a rodent inspection? I mean, you inspect, and then what? You have to exterminate them before you do any demolition?
I guess so. You try, but I mean, that's difficult to...
That's an old, big building. I mean, who knows? I mean, you could send inspectors in there, and there would be areas they wouldn't even know existed.
And oddly enough, they're represented by William C. Rodent. Did you know that? Did you hear that? Really something, man. They have their own union.
Why am I laughing?
They had their own damn union.
You know, we should ask Lou about that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, Lou had the press conferences that he had in that room where they're storing the sacks of diamond dry and that little dungeon down there where everybody's beat him up.
Oh, my God.
It lives a game here. He takes their belt off.
Oh, no. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to praise him to the skies just to get him. And then we're going to have him explain this baseball diet.
Because I don't understand
it. No, I don't understand a word of it. I've read it three times now. I don't get it at all. So we're going to make him do it, but we will praise him and say, oh, Lou, you did a great job. Man, I'm telling you, you manage the hell out this team. Loosen him up, although probably a little bit of that, loosen him up too. But I want him to.
You think at 3 o'clock he's going to already be into the prickly pear margaritas?
It's part of the diet. Doritas?
Well, it sounds like it's part of the diet because
like it to me.
I'm not sure the diet is designed to actually have you lose weight.
You do get chocolate.
Right.
Chocolate in the diet. Make you fat, but not in this case. Chocolate.
This is Larry in Lansing on the Score.
Yeah, hey, Terry, I can't believe you got duped by that puppy dog commercial. The fact is that company knew that commercial was going to get banned from the Super Bowl, or at least come under some heavy scrutiny, and that's why they have another commercial backed up, ready to replace that one.
Why would they think that would come under heavy scrutiny? There was nothing wrong with that at all.
Because all these animal lovers, when they say it, they gave the dog away, they sold it, all it takes is about 3% of the people to pound their fist, and all of a sudden now it comes under controversy, and pretty soon guys that have radio programs and TV programs start talking about the quote-unquote commercial that's going to be banned from the Super Bowl. And
we didn't say the name of the company, though.
I know you didn't say the name of it, but everybody else is saying the name of it. That's on TV.
But
they're saying the name of it.
There's nothing wrong.
Everybody's talking about it. But
if the dog comes running up and gets hit by a semi, okay. But I mean, if you're going to let those people, first of all, I don't give a rat's ass what they say. You know, I'll just keep it without conversation. I don't care what they say. I'm running it. There's nothing wrong with that commercial. Absolutely nothing wrong with that commercial. All of a sudden, now you can't sell a dog?
But they didn't kill a dog. They just sold it to somebody who wanted it.
Scoreboard update.
Yeah, I can't believe there's anything wrong with that. That's a fine commercial. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the commercial.
I agree. I think it's fun. And, you know, like if he jumps in her arm and she shoots it or something.
No,
well,
she's obviously a breeder on a farm and has these dogs. Yeah. And, where do you want people to get dogs from?
Yeah, the 224 says we've heard it all now. Dog commercial truthers.
Right. I mean, are people supposed to create a dog out of a lab? I mean, and then, I mean, what are you supposed to, where are you supposed to buy it? It's not like a puppy mill. It's not a shopping mall, you know, puppy store. It was a farm. She sold the dog. I mean, it's stupid. People need lives is what they need. Lives. Go out and get a life.
Apparently. That's true.
I mean, if that commercial bothers you, you're an idiot. Like, you're a complete idiot. That's ridiculous. It's a great commercial. Plus, I'm trying to sell my dog that way, too. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, Chicago Wolves games make great company outings and parties. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bulls dropping a double overtime game to the Lakers. They probably shouldn't have. The Lakers improved to 13-34 on the season with the win. Bulls play at Phoenix this evening. Blackhawks skate in Anaheim. Crawford starts in net. Earlier today, the Hawks acquired defenseman Gustav Forsling from Vancouver for Adam Clendenning. Today is the last day of practices for Seattle and New England before Super Bowl 49 on Sunday. You can hear it right here on the Score with coverage beginning at 3 o'clock. Martellus Bennett, the Bears tight end, joined First Take, talked about his former coach, Dr. Death.
Like, he's really, really highly intelligent.
Yeah.
But you're dealing with a bunch of guys who aren't that intelligent that may not be. That's just the way it is.
Football
players. Yeah. 45% of them aren't that smart.
Okay.
Saying that Martellus Bennett was talking about Dr. Death, saying he couldn't get on the same level with the players to be the effective leader that he needed to be.
I don't understand.
As a head coach. Yeah, I know. I don't either. But, you know, what should I do? What am I supposed to do? So I sit in the pool. Take a margarita. Bears did give a 2-year contract extension to linebacker Dede Lattimore, and Mike Groh will be kept on as wide receivers coach. Men's final set at the Australian Open. Novak Djokovic will play Andy Murray. Bank of America Chicago Marathon Women's Champion Rita Jeptu has been banned 2 years for doping. Waste Management Phoenix Open. Tiger Woods, he'll be watching the Super Bowl from home on Sundays. He's not golfing. Finished 13 over for the tournament after shooting an 82 today. His worst professional round ever. Ever in his career. Ever. Tiger Woods.
Guy is, you guy's in trouble, Maddie. You're
yeah,
to
he
find
is.
Another man.
I know. It's not looking good. Your leader right now, though, is someone named Justin Thomas. He's 7-under. A whole bunch of guys are one shot back, including Bubba Watson, Graham DeLay, Daniel Berger, Zach Johnson, Keegan Bradley. They're all right there for it. But Tiger's not. He is nowhere near it, actually. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Oak Lawn. And the road to the big game is brought to you by Caesars, the Link Hotel and Casino. It's a new year, a new Vegas. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, 234 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, top of the hour. Lou Piniella will join us, and we'll talk about baseball, diet,
and baseball, and other things.
Again, I'm going to be nice to him. I'm going to tell him how superb he was because I want him to explain this to me.
There's a question from Tanner who says, I heard in the update that Stan Mikita has some sort of dementia and is being cared for by caregivers. As opposed to being cared for by what? A collaborative team of ninjas and hot dog salesmen? Yeah, I don't really know how that could be better phrased, but you could say he is in the care of professionals or something like that.
Yes, professional, you could say that.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how otherwise you would prefer that to be phrased, but I believe that Lewy body dementia, and I know you went to school with him, he was from Chicago Heights, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he has what Casey Kasem had, right? If I remember reading that.
They changed it from Lewy body to Casey Kasem.
Wasn't that the same thing Casey Kasem was suffering from?
I think it was.
Yeah, it's too bad. Makita's a good dude.
Yeah, he is.
Tim is next on The Score. Hi, Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
All right.
I just wanted to call and get your thoughts on what the headlines would be if not for all this Deflategate nonsense for the last 10, 11 days. And there had to be something to fill the media vacuum. Would we be talking about how awful Russell Wilson played in the NFC Championship game? But what would the storyline have been had there not been this silly deflated ball story?
Something else would have happened. There would be I don't know how to answer that.
I guess just the game. I mean, there's been some that have had that kind of hook. And I say, hey, you know what? Tom Brady is guilty because Joe Montana says so.
But something always happens
so
in a
that's
Super Bowl.
It for me.
If that hadn't happened, you might have had some drunk player step into an elevator shaft. You know, who knows? Something always happens at Super Bowls. There would have been something.
Yeah. Yeah, look, and actually, if you didn't have this, say none of this happened, you weren't in trouble with your storylines. It's the two number one seeds again.
And finally,
it's not that difficult. It's like, well, there's no game here. It's only the two best teams.
And I finally saw the story today about Pete Carroll being the hero to the 9/11 truthers, that he's viewed as a god because he's associated with their cause. They couldn't really articulate what their cause is because they kept saying it was sort of raising awareness and asking questions and trying to get to the truth.
Yeah.
Sounded like Franco Harris with his Joe Paterno cutout. Because they're all cut from the same cloth.
Carol is.
He's steadfast in his belief that it was a false flag inside job of some kind.
Yeah, I know. That did it for me with him. We're done. That's it, dude. You're a whack job. So I mean, we're kind of finished. So I mean, again, that adds to this whole thing. I don't care about him if he loses, great. But then the Patriots win, not so great. So I really, this is one of those where. But Joe Montana saying absolutely Tom Brady cheating. There's no question.
The ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm mentions an old friend works at Fire Station 78, and in the late fall, he mentioned that from the moment the first bricks came down on the left field bleachers, rats were pouring out of every hole they could find to get out of harm's way. Their herd instinct kicks in under duress, and together they run toward light to find safe harbor where there's cover, where their food and offspring can thrive. I was dubious and did my yearly non-game day visit for lunch. I got out of my car at Waveland and west of Clark, and three rats are running down the street out of the sidewalk and into an alley. I'd never seen that. A pulse of rats brazenly wilding down the street. I lost my appetite immediately and went back home.
Pulling a covered wagon. Well, is that a surprise, by the way, that when that goes, that's what...
No, you've got a 120-year-old building or whatever
you
it is.
You can go, well, we you know, we sent exterminator in there, you did the best you could.
Oh, come on.
You can't do... There's no way.
There have been, I'm sure, there have been walled-up areas that are now getting knocked down. And you're talking, wait till you get started on the new clubhouse under left field. You think this is something. Do you remember, what was the Stephen King story from the book Night Shift? What was that story? That's what I keep imagining, that it's all about this. It's about guys who are excavating this really old building, and it's like one of your classic 1970s rat horror movies. Like, was it Willard or Them? Was it Them, or is that an insect one?
Them's an old... Them
was
the insect, ants.
That was the ants. Okay.
Them, but, the ants. But there was... The uncles were better.
But what's the name of that damn story?
I know, it's from the book.
It's from the collection of short stories, his first collection, Night Shift. And that's sort of what I picture. Of with every level, they get lower and lower and lower. They find sort of these more evolved, bizarre rats that have commingled with other animals into horrible monstrosities.
And Paul Rushell.
Yeah, some of whom, I was going to say, played for the Cubs. And then they actually find the Rushell brothers.
There they are. I knew they were missing.
It's like all the rats. And then the Rushell brothers are just sitting there playing gin.
Good looking, too. Tell you that right now, that Paul Rushell.
Absolutely the handsome. Now, I'm really unhappy about this, too, because we got some audio from our sister station, Channel 2, today.
Yes.
And I guess Tanny says that the quality is not quite good enough. But, you know, we had a caller talking about his memories of Ernie Spanks.
Ernie Spanks,
earlier,
yeah.
And I guess
we've all had that memory.
We had one of our friends at Channel 2 today referring to Cubs legend Bernie Banks. And the fact that he was known as Mr. Cubs.
First of all, let me just say, you know, give my prayers out to the Ernie Spanks family, man. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Ernie Spanks. But
how could the quality be bad on that?
I guess we'd love to find it, but they would never give it to us after our and current incidents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's that, first and foremost. But then it sounds like, you know, he held the phone up to the TV.
Oh, okay.
One of those type deals. Funny.
I'd love to get line quality audio of Bernie Banks. Come on.
Also, he's playing cards with the Rushell brothers. I'm certainly not a guy. Now, I am a guy who holds a grudge, right? I'm pretty much a grudge holding guy. And that's wrong. And I would like to tell everybody at our sister station, CBS, don't hold a grudge against Boris and Bernstein. Really. I mean, first of all, both of us now do keep a book in the car for emergencies.
Of course.
And we absolutely meant nothing by it. And I think if you're sitting there on a Sunday where your life is being threatened by tornadoes roaring about your house, and then somebody says, well, in a case of emergency, you can put a book on your head. I think that seems a little odd.
Yeah, here it is. The name of the Stephen King story is Graveyard Shift.
Oh, okay.
It was first published in the October 1970 issue of Cavalier Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're all of a sudden back to Wampum Lake.
Oh, yeah.
And it's set
well, this, yeah, 1970, still safe.
It says a young drifter named Hall has been working at a decrepit textile mill in a small town in Maine, when his boss, a cruel taskmaster, recruits him and others to assist with a massive cleaning effort.
Do your job. In the circle, you're out of circle.
Do your job.
Yeah. I'm using it.
This is what I picture when they were talking about Wrigley Field. The basement of the old mill has been abandoned for decades, and over the years, a monumental infestation of rats has taken hold. A rat empire cut off from the rest of nature has allowed the animals to evolve into a strange and varied combination of creatures, complete with its own bizarre self-sustaining ecosystem. Armored rats, albino weasel-like rats, bat-like rats that have evolved into pterodactyl size.
And the rat pack.
The men eventually come across a sub-basement locked from the inside. They enlist Hall to go down and investigate the sub-basement. He may take whoever he likes. He chooses his boss. And as they make their way through the sub-basement, they discover it harbors something more terrifying and hideous than any of them could have ever dreamed. A cow-sized queen rat with no eyes or legs.
Da-da-da. That's wrong. I'm just kidding.
Whose purpose is to endlessly breed more rats. Paul, knowing he will die, he sprays his boss toward the queen with the hose they were using to attack the rats. The queen devours his boss, and he makes his way toward the exit, but he's overwhelmed and eaten alive while laughing and screaming.
That's a pleasant read. Huh?
It's very Lovecraftian. Ago, yeah. The structure of that is extremely H.P. Lovecraftian, except he dies instead of going mad.
Well, mad. Should have had a book.
It ends with the Russell brothers
They're now they're playing cards. I just want you know, people to get by. You know, get past. Let it go. Don't be like me. Don't hold it with you. But let it go.
You're gonna launch into song like Adele.
Yes, that's exactly who it is. I just let it go, dude. We're fine. Everything's good. Let it go.
Hey, if Lou Piniella can come on this show.
It's a baseball diet.
It's all good.
It's all good. He's lost 20 pounds and he's kept it off.
He'll join us in 15 minutes on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Remember all those VHS movies and home videos that you love but can't watch anymore? With a VHS to DVD converter from SalesBreak, you'll be able to watch all your favorite movies. The device lets you capture high-quality audio and video through your PC's USB port. The movies can also be saved to your hard drive so you can have them for life. Buy this week on CBS Local Offers for just $12. That's 50% off. Take advantage of this tremendous deal at offers.cbslocal.com.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com, JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Fast. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
.249 Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. Dan Bernstein, Terry Boards with you on a Friday that finds us getting you ready for the Super Bowl in Lansing at Bottoms Up, thanks to Miller Lite.
In Lansing?
And Terry's, those are old war stories you shared over there?
That's a high school friend of mine, yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, he's got me.
Should give him a microphone.
According to him, he got thrown out of a class because I was the one doing the stuff, and they thought it was him that threw him out of class. I don't believe
Nicely
that.
Nicely handled. Well done.
I don't believe that.
That means you know what you're doing.
And you know,
I don't
know
what it means, that know. Guy.
You know what else? And I've told the story on the air before. Wrestling Pat DeBoe. Remember I told you he's like 340 pounds?
I remember.
When I was a freshman?
I remember Victor the Bear.
No, Victor the Bear was different. Okay. I wrestled him at the outdoor show. He kicked my ass, too.
Right. Sat on your head, right?
Yeah. I thought I had him for a second. But no, when I was a freshman, the only other freshman, you know, when you get a wrestling class, they kind of just pair you up
right
by size.
I remember that. We did that.
And he's like 340 pounds, and he just killed me every day. Well, he bounced me around like a rubber ball.
Why were you in his weight division?
Because I was the one closest to him. There was nobody else but him to be. So we became really good friends.
I bet.
I mean, I had to, otherwise he's going to kill me. It was just, oh, buddy. I couldn't move 340 pounds.
Yeah, but with just your guile and quickness and athleticism and your foot speed and leverage, you should be able to twist him into a pretzel and use the Granby on it.
I'm afraid my pretzel got landed on. I don't think so.
This is Dave Dravecki's arm again. He says, thanks, guys. Now you have us imagining Paul Russell in his horn-rimmed glasses sitting on a throned dais underground as a pulse of rats awaits his commands from the subterranean world below Wrigley Field. The rat king.
To this very day, yep. I maintain this, and I've seen him over a long time now, the ugliest cub ever.
Ooh.
I know there's some competition. I know there's a tough going there. There's some really unattractive cubs. Hell, I could be an unattractive cub, but that was, ooh,
Paul,
man.
Paul Russell.
That was rough road.
Ugliest cub ever.
Yeah.
All right.
He's sitting at the table.
And I don't want to be at that table.
He's sitting at the table.
Marshall's at O'Hare, and he's on the score.
Yeah, guys, thank you for taking my call. I know I'm a little late with the Rose comment, but I just want to say one thing and stuff. I'm not on his side or anybody's side, but for 2 years, this guy has, I don't know, they said he was through, he was washed up. So what he's going to do, he's going to kill himself to show you, the media, the neighborhood, and everybody else that he's not washed up. It's a shame because, like I said, he was a wonderful player, but he is absolutely going to kill himself. If he has to score 100 points a game, and it doesn't make any difference whether he's a guard or not, he's not playing the game the way it's supposed to be. He's out to show everybody that he's not finished. Thank you guys for hearing my comment, and you all have a nice day.
All right, Marshall, I said that all the time to James Arnesh. I think there's a – go ahead. You're the one who's pounding Derrick Rose, not me.
I'm just trying to see what's real. Everybody sees with Derrick sort of what they want and what they hope and what they think might be. But we're, 47 games into this season, and the idea of him sort of learning himself and feeling his way back and getting through the mental side. I mean, it's just – I just think what used to be the difference, what made him special, is gone. What made him, the essence of what made him special.
It is, occasionally it's there, but not very often.
But it really isn't.
Well,
it really isn't that.
Occasionally.
Not real, not like he used to.
No, like he used to, but still enough. But as soon as he sees another guy, he stops.
And I just don't think he's got the floor game. To be the savvy point guard he could be, because he's not a point guard.
No, he's got to adjust to this. He's got to adjust.
He's got to learn the geometry of basketball a little bit more.
Yep, he never had to.
He's not feeling where open guys are, because previously guys would be open because he was scoring so much that they were going after him. And now it just looks like drifting, and it looks uncertain. And when he's uncertain, he'll just jack up a long contested shot. And it's too bad.
And they just look awful. I mean, I'm not saying some of them don't go in, but that whole thing is just, it is like a guy who needs to learn how to play a position again that oddly enough, he's played his entire life, whatever that position is. But he's not. This guy can't play it like that guy. So you've got to make those adjustments. He hasn't done it.
We're looking forward to having a conversation with former Cubs skipper Lou Piniella.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he's going to do?
What's he going to do?
Make your life better. Next on the Score.
I know.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to krock.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to krock.com and watch it now.
We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio AdSense or Facebook and Intuit QuickBooks are giving away over $4,000 worth of tools to help your business be successful in 2015. Enter at NewYearSweepstakes.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest,
a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
For a limited time, Apple Chevy in Tinley Park on 159th Street is offering 1.9% APR financing on select late model certified pre-owned vehicles. Get details and shop their entire pre-driven inventory at applechevy.com.
You're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
The CBS Chicago Weather app makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local updates from our trusted meteorologists and stay informed with hourly, daily, and 10-day forecasts. Explore interactive maps, receive severe weather warnings, and even share your weather photos with the CBS Chicago Newsroom. Plus, watch exclusive video updates from our weather experts at CBS 2 and WBBM News Radio. Download the CBS Chicago Weather app at either the iTunes Store or Google Play.
With Valentine's Day right around the corner, show that special someone in your life just how much they mean to you.